Ahoj všichni, zdravím vás z živého chatu se mnou a doufám, že s Robertem Kubicou. Je to můj první živý vstup, tak mi omluvte, jestli budu dělat něco špatně. Jsem spíš takový tradiční uživatel a tohle je moje první akce, takže... Musíme počkat, až se nám přidá Robert. A potom si budeme povídat v angličtině. Jestli budete mít nějaké otázky na mě nebo na Roberta, tak je určitě posílejte klidně v češtině. Pak to nějak přeložíme. Tak, mějte chvilku. Robert sám hlásí, ale... Zatím nic. Takže doufám, že se máte všichni dobře i v téhle nelehké době, kdy to není pro nás všechny jednoduché a místo závodění děláme takovýhle akce. Ale... Ještě mi dejte chvilku, musíme toho Roberta nějak tady vykoumit. Říkáme to poprvé. Musíme Roberta... akceptovat. Jestli mi někdo můžete poradit, kde to je, tak vám budu velmi vděčný.
No.
Hi, Robert.
Ahoj, Marty.
Sorry, it's my first time I was finding,
finding
the button.
No worry. But how are you?
So far, so good. Surviving.
But how we should speak? Polish, Czech, mix,
You know,
mix,
we tried
English.
Few times Polish and it's, Czech. It's pretty difficult, so I would prefer English.
Okay, no worry. Yeah, it's... for me, it's the same.
Good.
It might be a bit of comedy if we speak me Polish,
yeah,
you Czech.
Yeah, and... I think nobody understand nothing. So better like always have a few words in our languages to swap to English.
Yes. Good. How are you? All good?
Yeah. Sitting in my office, but missing the races.
Yeah. That's for sure.
You?
But I'm in home, Monaco. Doing nothing.
Training,
a bit of simulator.
Yes.
And it's actually already 1 month, I think, nearly.
Yeah, one month.
That I'm
more than 5 weeks at home.
Yeah, so I don't see no one apart of people when I buy stuff for eating.
Okay.
Supermarket.
Yeah.
Who is helping you?
You?
Yeah,
our
he's good.
Manager.
Family good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The team.
We are all together
good?
in one place. So yeah, it's nice because it's like 18 years I'm racing and it's first time staying so long at home.
Yeah.
Just one season when I crashed and I couldn't walk for more than I don't know half a year. I was at home, but
yeah.
Otherwise,
different.
This is first time in my life.
Yeah, I think for everyone the situation is not easy.
Yeah.
But how is the team? Mechanics, Ivan is good? They are fine or...?
Yeah, they are fine, but we are missing everything. We are missing the car because
sure.
It was stuck in
stock,
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
So they don't have
Shrek.
Work, so they are like making jobs in the workshop. So painting, you know, cleaning and this stuff that we didn't have time before.
Yeah.
So Everything is ready.
But why when we talk about the car that is stopped over, why the name Shrek?
Because it looks terrible. You know that I called the Fiesta, I called Fiona because it's
Yes,
a
because it
beautiful
looks
car
nice.
and
Yeah.
I always use some name, and for this ugly car we had to find something and we used this track, so that's
It
why.
sounds good.
Yeah. How do you call your cars?
I don't call them.
Just
Just
car.
the car. But there are some drivers as you, they call it with the nice names, yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds good. I remember in Gdynia last year in Verva Street Racing, so engine sounds good.
It's good one. American V8.
I couldn't drive it because there were some logos on your car where I couldn't. Maybe it was not a better idea. But now, as we are together in Orlen team,
Yeah, now we have good luck on the car.
next time I jump.
Yeah, but you need some fat to drive it.
Yeah.
You cannot be so slim.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You lost your
Maybe.
power.
It's heavy. How is it? Is tough?
It's after a few hours it's
Yeah.
coming to be tough, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like everything, you need the power here.
Yeah.
If you want to
Concentration.
finish, you finish.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, it's better if you have some more muscles and more fat than you have for Formula One. But anyway,
Well,
it's
it depends. Fat, yeah. I think endurance races, is a big challenge. Not only driving, but to survive. I mean, to as a body, as a mental
yeah.
stress, it's for sure a lot different to even
Yes.
rallies, which we did in WRC.
Yeah.
But me already, like in WRC, I struggle for 3 days. Different to racing, you do a race and that's it.
No, the
So
problem
you.
is that you have it in your head all the week
Yeah.
because you are thinking, you are concentrated, and you are like in the stress
Yeah.
all week, and then 3 days in a row, you even if you sleep, you think about the stages, you think about the corners.
Yeah. Videos,
So yeah,
videos.
you are literally like close all the weekend. So I felt the same. I said in WRC I do 20 kilometer stage, I'm tired, and in cross country you do 400, 500, and you feel the same, like the feeling is the same, you are tired the same. So
And how was Dakar this year?
fast
Fast, yeah.
for you.
No, for me, no. But this is what I spoke with some motorbike drivers from Orlen team, and you said that it was very fast and sometimes boring, some stages,
Yes.
also Cuba, I spoke with few drivers also not international, and from the cars they say it was boring, and from motorbike it looks like it was very challenging, because even if it was straight, they are much more sensitive to stones, everything, so
Yeah.
it
But the problem is that the car is not sensitive. The car can go over so many things, and even the trucks. Sometimes the trucks they had very similar times to us, because sometimes you have to stop between the stones, like second gear, and he can go with the truck full, 140 straight, and you have to go first, second gear, and he can go straight. So this was crazy for me. I like the difficult stages from South America. You know, it was always destroyed, tough, fish, and this I was missing. So I hope for next year it will be difficult for us again.
But did you, so you're driving your own car, built
Yes.
completely by your team, yeah? Because
Yes.
this is nice. I don't know, probably all your fans knows that you are running your own team, but I found it with big respect. It's
Okay.
like no, because it's not easy. You go in the past against WRC, against factory teams. You go Dakar. It's a big challenge, not only for you, but as a team. Logistically wise, all preparation, and now building the car. I
Yeah,
think
thank you.
it's
Yeah. You know,
it's.
I chose my way. Sometimes you can feel it was not a good idea because you are missing the best technical stuff and support from big team, but sometimes you like it because
I think you have, especially
in Dakar, if you build a car and you feel every change and you are in the contact with the best, it's really nice feeling.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's something which I think not a lot of people realize.
Yes.
Because for everyone, they look results, they look videos, and of course it's different. But when you are involved like you, you have your own team, your own people, and the team is very good. It's a bit shame that when you were trying to do two cars in WRC, it didn't work out with Osberg. Because I think it was a really nice project, and in WRC, in the end, there are only factory teams, but there is no, all you do are five, WRC2, WRC3, how we call it now, but there is a big hole.
Yeah, like, I think if the team would have better driver, there can be good results, I think.
Well, I don't know, but it's like I have seen around, and also when we did the Mugello, because when we did, a small adventure, I was a bit tough on the team because, racing, it was sad, but I did some other GT and your team, is like run properly. The guy who is sitting on the other side of the table as well, Kirin, he's having a tough time.
He's still crying from the invoices because of you.
Why?
No, you really like, it was good for us that we had such a driver, but it was big school and it was first, like even one of the first testing and first racing on the circuit. And with you, it was proper challenge because you were asking for proper stuff, everything perfect.
Well, but I think,
But we got the fastest, it was great.
Yeah,
you were the fastest, not me.
Yeah, you did well. I mean, we have a technical problem, but I think it was a big challenge. And
I have still your name on the car, so
okay.
You are proud to have you in the team.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Robert, I have one question to you.
Yes.
I never ask you because we were always talking about so many things. I don't know if you will be honest to answer. The question is, why such a driver like you, the circuit driver that you have great history, why you like the rally so much? I was always thinking, I said, why this guy, he loves the rally? Because on the circuit, you can do crazy things. You did the crazy things.
Yeah, I did crazy also.
It's two completely different categories. It's completely different motorsport.
Well, this is a bit strange because... Okay, I'm coming from Poland. So when I was a kid, I was doing karting, and circuit racing was much less popular than rallies. In Poland, in the end, we have quite good history of rallying, we had good drivers in rallies, but not so many on the racetrack. So when I was 13, 14, 15, a lot of people were telling me, you should do rallies, you should do rallies. And I was against going rallies because I was proud to drive on circuit. And then for very long, I didn't even try rallies. Then one day, thanks to Tomek Kuhar, I try Evo 6 Group N, or kind of, we have a small rally end of season, Barburka.
Okay.
And I did this rally in 2004, I think. And in the end, I like rallies. I did later in the winter, did try a bit. At that time, I was in good contact with Jan Kopecki. I even bought the car from him for snow. It was so different to what I was doing all my life that I enjoyed. And then I started the driving Formula One. And I couldn't do rallies with BMW, but I thought when I arrived into the high level of Formula One, I thought rallies can give me something extra as a race driver to make me more complete. And when you are trying to have something be better and you arrive into the good level, because I think I was not too bad level in Formula One.
You mean always the cutting, because... This is the all what you can learn from the WRC to cut everything. to make it stop.
No, but not cutting. But for example, I did 2010 Australia, 2000 good results with Renault. I have been in 2008 or 7, 2007 leading in China where I have a gearbox issue. Both these Grand Prix, I make the difference, or let's say I stay on with slicks on a wet track.
Okay.
So, for example, in China, everybody came in to change the tires because they were start raining. And I have information that it will last 2-3 minutes. So I stay out. I was all over the places because I couldn't keep the car on track. But then it dry up. Everybody had to re-come again to change the tires. And I continue. And I was leading the Grand Prix. So, you know, there are some occasions where, for example, in rally, you are not coming in. If it starts raining, you have to adapt.
No, that's the difference.
And the reason is that I like rallies because it's complicated and it's so different. But the reason I was doing it when I was keen to do it, it was to find something extra which could give me maybe in only one occasion during all year or even three years the difference and an advantage over the others. And then of course, the reason why I went to rallies after my accident, it was because I needed a big challenge. I need to keep my mind busy, away of racing, because I had in I was upset with, not upset with myself, but when I was going to the racetrack, I have a bad feeling, you know, like I don't know how to say it in English.
Say it in Polish.
Yeah, and you know, so I choose rallies just for for example, I was in Formula One, so I wanted to have as big challenge as Formula One. Okay. And for me, going to rallies, especially what I did is directly in WRC, was 100 times bigger than racing in Formula One. Because
really?
Because if you think I went. You did rallies, you for a very long time. You know how it is. I went Rally of Portugal WRC2 after one day of gravel testing. That's it. Never have been on gravel.
Never.
I did one day, and you know testing is different than rallies. Testing after four times go through the stage, you know it. You drive as a circuit, but then.
Yeah.
And Portugal,
and the road is changing so much, and the conditions are changing. And...
Yeah, but even all jumps, you know, over crest, I have no idea.
No, yeah, you have to read it by eyes, and if you have no experience, the eyes are saying nothing.
I did like Azores. I was leading. I did crash roll the car, just because I was not used to follow the ruts, the lines of the others.
Yeah.
So, for example, I see the road and. My brain is telling me from my experience for everything, this is the best line, or for example, by pace notes. So I enter and I look too far away. So actually I turn in and I was 20 centimeters out of the, you know, because everybody stayed tight. It was a double corner. So, and I crashed.
No, that's my experience with you, because when I could drive with you in the Mercedes, the GT3, I saw your line. I saw how you use the line completely different than me, because I always, even on the circuit, I use the rally line. So, and it's very often very different because you have to stay safe and manage at the corner. You don't know really well the corners. Now the guys are trying to learn it by the head, by the memory. But before, if you use the pace notes, you still have to have small space on the road to manage if you are too fast or too wide. But if you drive like a circuit, like you show me in the Mugello, I said, no way, this is completely different line.
Yeah.
I don't have it in my head.
Yeah, but this is exactly what's happening when you sit down, in the car. In the end, you drive naturally. So what your brain is used, how you are used to. And I was driving 25 years or 20 years as a race driver, and then I go to do rallies, and especially on gravel where I have no clue.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine every stage, and then even more difficult. Every show the logos.
Yeah,
Every rally, it was new for me, new experience. And you know that in WRC, every rally is different. I mean,
Very different.
you go Portugal, has nothing to do with Finland.
Oh, Finland
So,
is nothing to do with anything in the world. Yeah.
but even Germany,
No, everything is different.
Deutschland
Every
is
tarmac is
different.
different.
So you know, for me it was like every time starting from zero.
Yeah.
And
No, no, no.
it
Yeah,
was
all of it
crazy.
learning. You think that you know everything, and then you find out that you know nothing. So.
But you know, it was a tough time for me. I was also in a very special period of my life. I think I drove, you know, a bit for myself. I didn't have a goals. So it was a bit different. Probably now I will redo it a bit different, but of course I
Yeah,
learn
it's always
as
like
well.
that.
But in the end, you know, as you did with your team, I ran in the end as a privateer. Sometimes we were fighting not for long because most of the times or I crash or I have technical issues. But you know, when you finish the stages and you are in the mix of top drivers with factory cars and then you come to the service area, service park. Your team was nice structure. I was coming with two vans,
I
two small
remember.
tents, and you know it's. And then you go to the stages. In the end, is a nice feeling. Probably we know. That's why I respect a lot your team and yourself, because probably only us know how different it can be, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
and how tough it can be, you know. But it was a nice period. Do you have still a Fiona? Yeah, you have.
Yeah, it's ready.
It's
It was
ready.
ready for Sardinia in 2 months,
Okay.
as it's canceled. But I said I want to always come to Sardinia every year, so still it's allowed to go with this old car. So that was the plan, and I don't want to sell it. You have it?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they were just I think six of them produced. So yeah, I like it. I want
And
to
I
keep
keep
it.
it. I keep it. You know, bit of. I never sell my cars, so which is I don't have many of them, but I have few rally cars and stuff like this, and I never sell.
Yeah.
I did keep it for nearly 1.5 year, 2 years, completely dismount,
Okay.
completely, you know, only body shell was together, just to disintoxicate myself from rallies. And now it's completely mounted, but ready to go. But
Yeah, but
I
now it's
you
too
know,
slow. The R5 cars are much faster.
R5 cars
It's a
are.
great car, it's great fun to drive it. It's WRC, it's proper WRC, but it's too slow. It's just fun to drive. So, as I know,
There
you
is.
want to come in the fastest car.
Ah, oh, but you know, there was a bit of idea to an opportunity maybe to go to rallies this year back.
Okay.
But I think WRC Plus are, you know, when I see onboards and you see how what they do is impressive. I mean, it's
Yeah, the world
wow.
changed. The world in
Wow.
WRC changed. I saw it. I see all the videos, and I said, "Oh, guys, it's so different." Really, with this aero package, it's crazy, crazy.
I think now it will be even more difficult because the barrier, the advantage aerodynamics gives, in the end, in your mind, there is a barrier, you know, you have to
Yeah.
get used to it. And I think in the when the first WRC Plus came, you know, it took the drivers couple of rallies to
Yes.
adapt to actually explore 100% of it, because in high speed corners it's impressive. I mean,
Yeah.
it's
No, no, you see
incredible.
the corners because you know the corners, and you know that before we had to brake to the corners or go a little bit like with the slide, now they go flat out. I don't get it. Even on the when I see it in the TV, I don't get it. I really don't know how they do it because it's not about the car. They have to change in the head.
This
They
is
have to
what I'm
say
saying.
this tight corner, I just brake a bit, make big like slide before, and then go flat out. I have no idea. So that's why I'm saying this world is not for me anymore. So if then I will come back with the R5 soon.
This is I like it.
I see
I
it.
think
You're happy. You want to come.
no, I would like to try it because I think it's something special.
It is. It's amazing.
But I think they are looking to change WRC cars. I don't know if you saw some news about
Yeah, what is
hybrid
a
and
hybrid, you mean?
but the hybrid is, I think, is a normal process of world changing, but they want to do put like a 5-speed gearbox, no
Yes.
central diff, no active diff, a bit of R5
Yeah,
style.
again back. They made it like crazy, like F1 technique, and now they want to go back. I don't get this move, so.
I think for the drivers who are driving WRC Plus now, if they do these changes, regulation will be disappointment.
Yes.
Because
It already happened in the past from Focus to Fiesta. It was like a step back, but it's with
it's a bit
Federation, it's
of
always up and down, the technique. From
for
the
sure, for
best to
sure.
the worst and back again. So yeah, but the current WRCs for the fans, it's I think amazing. Even in the TV it looks crazy. It's really the best of the best. So
It looks good. It
tell
looks
me how
good.
you like the electric stuff. If you can say true.
Well, I said already a lot without saying.
Yeah.
I think, for environment and in the end for road usage, I think is a something a big project and good project. In the
Yeah, for
end,
the cities, for
we have
sure,
to take
yes.
care of ourselves and of the environment and of the future.
Yeah.
So I think
But
this
I
is
mean the racing.
racing. I think I'm a bit old school and I like sound, noise,
Yes.
smell of fuel
Yeah.
burning and when you enter the garage, there is always
Yes.
smell of fuel and stuff like this. It reminds me always being also a child.
Yes.
When you were every workshop you come in, they have to be a bit of noise when you fire up the car. This is there's that moments are special
Yes, that's true.
and
Yeah, I have the same feeling, yes.
it's like I don't know, it's like probably I'm not drinking coffee, but I assume everyone who is drinking the morning coffee is a routine, and it's making you alive, like realizing that you are awake, and be the engine sound. I think is the same for me.
Yes, yeah.
When you associate it with being motorsport.
Yeah. That's why I love my V8 in the track.
When you fire up in Gdynia, I say, wow, that's proper. Sounds
No,
good.
it's amazing. Even after 5 hours driving the stage, you love the engine, because always you go in the revs and that's
So what
cool.
engine you have there?
Mustang, Ford Mustang V8, 5 liters.
And how is it with fuel consumption? Is a problem or
Huge. Yeah,
huge?
in the sand it's almost 100 liters per 100
100
kilometers.
kilometer. So
And if you go on the gravel it's around 60. So,
that's
yeah,
a lot.
the
That's much
500
more.
liters tank, that's
Oh,
crazy.
then it's heavy
Yeah.
when in the start of the stage, yeah.
But I don't get it. You don't feel it. Even it's a little bit better when it's full than
Because,
without. When it's
oh,
light, it's behaving strange. But when it's heavy, it's stable.
It's a bit normal.
Yeah.
Weight makes a
So
huge
you
difference,
would
yeah.
get crazy to find the setup for
Oh, but
full car and
you
empty
can,
car.
yeah, you cannot get.
You have to do so many compromises in
for
this Dakar
sure.
racing.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean,
But
it's like,
WRC is the same. It's never perfect. Always something is
well,
getting
sometimes you
wrong
can.
or.
You hit something or your toe is out because you
Yeah.
hit something or even you tire up everything because there is damage and you go faster than before.
Yes. It's just the head, yeah. Yeah. The
then you
key is
know.
never stop, just keep going.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, especially in running, I like I remember first year when I was hitting rocks or something. I was having my head that I have puncture or broken suspension, because
Yeah.
you know in my world in racing, as soon as you touch something little, the suspension
You have a
breaks
problem,
or
yeah.
yeah, you have a problem. So I remember every time I was asking, oh, I think I have puncture, oh, I think, and then after a bit you realize always full throttle, and you know I remember the stories when I was kid, you know, and my friends went to see rallies, and I remember they I think went to see Colin McRae in GB.
Yeah.
And they were in the corner where he went off, and he was rolling, and they were, I remember they were saying, ah, he kept full throttle all the time, even you know when he was up in the air he was rolling. He and I was wow, oh, this is. And then in the end you sit in the rally car, me as a driver, and you do the same thing,
Yes.
and until you are not upside down and you know the game is over.
No. I'm the same. Even if I crash, I put the first gear and I try.
Yeah,
I try,
it's crazy.
If it doesn't move, then it's problem. But
well,
we have to try.
Well, in Finland, I there was a right to left corner, a second pass, and I in Finland generally you run very low as a gravel, because but
Yeah.
then for the second pass there were some big ruts and there was a long corner. I was easy in the ruts, and especially that year I was driving very clean, very racing style. So no
You.
sideways, yeah, because I was not used to, you know, driving sideways in rally car. So, and what happened, I bottom out, so it touched underneath the car, it pulled me out from the ruts into the bush.
Yeah.
And I remember my co-driver saying, keep it, I have trees in front. So practically I took over two trees and continued. And there is on board, there is a video, outside video. So you see a two trees coming over my car, but quite big. And yeah, it's incredible how strong the cars are.
Yes, yeah, this is crazy. And on Dakar, it's even worse, because the
yeah,
car
for
can
sure.
survive really crazy things. And you can't release the throttle. If you release in the sand, you are there for an hour.
Yeah.
So. Really,
yeah,
you have to
always,
keep
always.
going, always. In the dunes, you think you are dead, you have to keep going. Wherever you go, even to the biggest hole, you have to keep going full throttle. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
I think you would like it.
I don't know.
Do you speak with Fernando about it, or?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I think he likes it.
Yeah? I don't know.
Yeah.
He likes to win.
Yeah, that... He was disappointed with this one, I think.
Well, I don't think.
Somebody
I th yeah. Well, I think it's normal. Actually, I think he did some great results, no? Some stages, and
no,
it's
it
normal
was
that.
Amazing.
And it's normal that on a long distance, the experience is very important, and he doesn't have it. So.
No. It was good, but I think in Argentina and especially Peru, it would be tough for him, because with this speed, what he can like. Make with a car with so many danger things in South America, it would be much more difficult, because this year I couldn't see, I saw something like really difficult for the motorcycles. Yes, it was some very very dangerous places, but for the cars it was really flat out. I think good for him.
Yeah, fast, yeah, for sure. Yeah, more difficulties, more let's say cross-country rally style things, characteristic techniques, more difficult it becomes for someone who is new in the sport.
Yeah.
But in Argentina, they use also WRC stages, no?
Yes.
Condor.
It's El Condor.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it was
but
good.
How, but El Condor was already narrow in a WRC car.
Yeah, you should see with the trucks.
But they don't do this. I remember in El Condor, we were starting on the top, going down hairpins, blah, blah, and there was a right corner into the very, very narrow bridge.
No, this they didn't
this
let
is,
us go. No.
Yeah, because it's
he
impossible.
He did this mia clavero.
Okay. Ah, Mina Clavero.
Mina Clavero up to the El Condor mountain, but not the El Condor down. It will be difficult, yeah.
No, it would be impossible to pass by there.
No, it would be impossible, yeah.
I remember it was so narrow that I was so scared to don't hit it that I hit it.
Then you hit it. It's always like that. If you are too scared, you hit it.
Yeah.
If you have big balls and you just slide
yeah, you
inside,
just,
nothing
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or maybe you hit it with the rear. I hit it with the front. I say, oh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it's always, it was impressive, like El Condor, how many spectators.
Yeah, no, no, Argentina, it's all Dakar, it was crazy with the spectators. Yeah. They were always following the road sections, the stages. It was like the WRC. They were everywhere. So this I was missing a little bit in Saudi, that it was pretty empty.
But normally, like, okay, a part of this period, which of course there is, we cannot race and everything. How many rallies your season contains?
It's quite a lot. I think we did 10 rallies last year. I mean, the cross country.
Yeah.
It's like 4 cross country and 6 bajas, I think we did. So it's pretty
busy.
What's
the difference between cross country? Cross country are longer, no?
It's longer, like it's 5-6 days. Close to 2,000 kilometers, and the Bajas is just weekend. It's 1 or 2 days, and it's 600 kilometers, 500. Okay. It's more like fast. It's always on the road, and cross country is open. It's in the desert, so it's Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Kazakhstan.
Tough. Good.
You should
and
try.
And how many like the team? Like how many people you bring over? How many mechanics?
Yeah, like it's different. To the Dakar, you bring big amount, like 25 we had this year, because you have a doctor, you have a physio, you have
everyone.
A
you
chef
have to take care of...
and mechanic for this and this and this, and safety crew going behind you is big. But normal races, it's like rally. For each corner, one mechanic for engine. And the guys, they work all night. It's not like a rally, 45 minutes night service.
Yeah.
They work all night.
Yeah. I think in the end, in rallies, in WRC, a part of course the service part, the guys has not a lot to do unless you come with like it happened to me often with half car damage, but a part of this, if you have smooth rally, there is in the end WRC weekends, once the car is off stage, off to the stage. From service park, there is a lot of hole. You know, we had the days where we leave in the morning, we come in the evening.
No, no, it was few years, I think 2 years for sure, that they didn't use the lunch service. It was crazy. We were 8 hours on the out of the service. So yeah, the guys they had good time.
Yeah, but in the Dakar, so the car comes after the stage, and there is no time limit they can work on the car.
No. But the problem is that the guys, they have to move. So they finish the service and then they have to move the same length like me. So they drive 600 kilometers with the truck, stop, have rest for a while, and they go to work again. 2 weeks in a row, every night, full night. Because they have to check everything. You know, 600 kilometer stage, the car is used.
Yeah.
You have to check all the cables, all the pipes, everything.
And like regulation, what is like permission to change? There are like, for example, engine, if you have a problem, you are allowed to change or not?
No. Oh, yes, but you get like
penalty.
50 hours. 50 hours, yeah.
Oh, no.
Penalty.
Yeah, okay.
So you are more or less, you are done.
Okay. But it's like in WRC that you technically, you have like 2 gearbox, 2 diffs,
no,
or it's open?
No. Okay. But you are limited with the truck. With the space.
Well, yeah. Okay.
You cannot take 5 trucks. You can, but then it's crazy team, so.
Well, it's expensive.
You take whatever you have at home, but the truck is small. Yeah.
And you have also the truck who is following you on the, like,
yes, I have.
Big
yeah,
teams.
That's why I said you have really a lot of people with you. So I have truck with 3 mechanics, but he's coming like 4 hours, 5 hours behind me.
Okay.
So like we saw that Kuba, he had a problem this year with I think with some shaft.
Gearbox.
So he had to wait for the gearbox. It was I think first day. He lost 5 hours and the race was gone. He finished the Dakar. It was good, but the race was lost.
Yeah, I talked with him, and he say that in the end, I say how is that you keep concentration, you know, for keep going, because and he told me, which is right, you know, probably if I would be in old Dakar where I know the stages, where I have experience, I will not be so keen to continue. But because it's a new location, and it was important to get experience.
Yes.
Because in the end, you know,
that's always difficult, like to continue even if you see that the result is lost. But for me, it was the most difficult thing, because when I got stuck for a half an hour, I said everything is lost. But then you see, I don't know, Carlos, he's stuck, Nasser is stuck, Kuba is stuck. Yeah. So everybody has this problem. So then I said, okay, maybe I should like keep my mind open. And then I found out that I should always like concentrate and continue. Yeah. And in the end, they count the time. But everybody has some problem.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist Dakar without problem. Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes, navigation mistakes, getting stuck. So
yeah,
it's not like rally. If you have a puncture, the weekend is lost.
Yeah,
here in Dakar, you do 3 punctures a day. Next day, again, again, again. It doesn't matter. So,
and like the tires, how many spare tires you bring in the car?
Two, yeah, three. Yeah, but this year I did 2 days with 3 punctures, and like 100 kilometers to the end of the stage with full of stones. Then you are really thinking about every stone and going so slow. Yeah. One stage I finished with just 3 wheels because I didn't have any more. So it's sometimes it's difficult. Yeah, you need second driver behind you, but
yeah,
like Toyota, they were helping each other a lot.
Yeah, for sure. It's like when you have more the team with more crews.
Yeah.
You know, after maybe half a rally where someone has a already technical issue, is only doing a service. It's like helping, continuing to also in case of helping the leader, let's say.
That's the advantage of
advantage.
The big teams.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And so next year, Dakar, when is it? January.
It's always the same. Yeah, January. Yeah.
And same, how you know that? I mean, when they notify you the stages, you don't know.
You have no idea.
Okay.
Even when you come to the start of the stage, you have no idea what will happen that day. You don't know if there will be more sand or rocks. You always listen to the guys around. They are saying something. You check the Google. What is this location about? So you are trying to find out something because you want to make some setup or something.
Yeah,
but
sure.
You have really limited informations, or at least my small team. Maybe the French guys, they can ask a little bit more, but we don't know. So now they should announce the countries, but as the situation is not easy, so they didn't announce it now, but they said it will be 1 or 2 more countries. So something in the Middle East region. And yeah, I hope to go to Abu Dhabi because Abu Dhabi is amazing in the dunes.
Yeah?
It's the best dunes in the world. It's like playing ground for racing drivers.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really amazing. I couldn't imagine before from WRC, I was just like, you know, just like WRC is the best. But once you try this, you say, yeah, it's good fun. It's not for spectators. But for drivers, you are completely free. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, it's like a freedom.
It's freedom, yeah, complete.
Yeah.
This we like.
Yeah, we say hello to Kuba. He's saying, go, go, Martin.
Hi, Kuba. He wants to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm missing it because now he's using the petrol engine. Before he was the diesel.
Yeah.
Now he's the V8, so I want to compete with him.
Yeah. It would be nice. I mean, in the end, it's always nice to discover, and hopefully, yeah. But like the car again, you do development of the car. You try like, I mean, it's so
you try
difficult.
Everything. It's crazy. We are always with the, now the engine is too weak, now the aerodynamics, now the gearbox, now the dampers, and going like around, around, trying to improve. And you see Toyota made something, then you are trying to do the same, or try it, and you know, it's crazy. So
And what
we do
dampers are
everything
you
here in
using?
Czech Republic. Say again?
I lost connection. What dampers are you using?
We are using the dampers from Slovakia, FRT.
Okay.
They are quite okay. But for Saudi, we were not ready for this high speed. So sometimes we have troubles that I couldn't push on the high speed like bumps.
Yeah.
This we have to improve now. Yeah.
Yeah.
The engine we do in Poland.
Oh.
The mapping.
See.
I have Lukasz from Poland. He's great on the mapping the engine. So.
Okay.
Engine, I'm pretty sure that we are on the good way. So
good, nice to hear. Yeah,
yeah.
I know. In the end, you know, it's the Czech Republic, Poland, Slovakia. There are some good people, and
no, great people.
And,
yeah,
and,
you can find
it's
good
nice
people
to,
for everything. So it's possible
maybe
to
we
do
can,
it, but to build a WRC, I would not go. It's so complicated to fight with the big teams, but Dakar is a little bit better because the rules are more open and you have more freedom also in the rules. So it's a little bit more easy than WRC. But
yeah,
the car
it's
is more
more
racing than the WRC. It's completely prototype. WRC is still a little bit, you know, the body shell is a little bit standard.
Yeah. Well, in the end, the body shell, if you think is incredible, is a Fiesta body shell.
Yeah,
when
it is.
Our at least our car when we were driving was, I mean, you can many parts you can buy it in the dealer service.
Yeah, they took it from the production line. It was some 1 liter Fiesta. So yeah, this is different because this track is completely prototype.
Prototype.
Everything.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, because also there are buggies, no? Buggies.
Yeah.
In the end. But what's the like buggy? You can use two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive.
No, buggy you have to use the two-wheel.
Two-wheel drive. Okay.
Two-wheel drive, longer dampers. I think bigger engines. Yeah, they are fast on the top speed, and on the like medium bumps they are very fast. They just go straight because it's very comfortable. Because the biggest limit for the current cars, it's you. Because
Me.
The car survive, it just hurts.
Okay.
So more you survive,
I know.
More you can go.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I cannot imagine sitting like for so road section and then stage maybe 8 hours, no?
Yeah.
Or more.
Sometimes you like wake up, you go 4 or 5 hours to the stage.
Yeah.
Then you drive 5 hours stage and then you still go 2 hours. Sometimes it's really like 12, 13 hours.
Yeah.
With one guy next to you.
Yeah, it's not the...
After 1 week, it's complicated.
Yeah, I always say that in rallies and when you have co-driver, in the end is worse than being married.
No.
It's more difficult. Not worse, because but it's more difficult. You know, when you get upset with your wife or you have bad day, you just go out from the home, you know, you go somewhere, you come back and it's fine. Here you cannot, you know, it's like maybe someone has a worse day and bad day. There is a tension, there is, you know, stress.
You have to find a compromise also here because, as you said, you have a bad day today and co-driver tomorrow, he makes some mistake, you are angry to him, you know, but you have to somehow work with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see maybe some questions from Martin Prokop and Black Yellow Rally Car, what I remember. Which was Black Yellow Car? I remember you from C2 Super 1600.
Yeah, I have it here.
That was nice car.
It was one of the best. I drove it in Italy a few years ago. Crazy difficult. You drove some two wheel, right?
Well, I have a Super 1600.
Yeah.
Clio.
Because
Mega.
when I see my videos from the past, I say, oh, it's cool, it looks like nice to drive. And I drove it after so many years
No
in 4x4.
traction, no traction, does it turn, no braking.
Yeah, and you have a throttle and it's going somewhere because you have so much gear spin, and then you release the throttle, it's going completely different way.
I drove when I after my accident, I did some couple of rallies with Super 1600. I put a pneumatic shifter,
Yeah.
so practically I have a paddle near the steering wheel, or like WRC, but the Super 1600. And because I own this car, and I drove also first time I drove as a zero. In when was it? 2014, probably. No, earlier, 2012, or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, it had to be something like that.
Yeah, I drove sequential as well, zero car number in Italy.
How you did it with the hand?
Well, I did it. But it was
because it's
I
going from left to right like crazy. It doesn't go straight, even on the straight.
My one works well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You should try a C2.
No, Clio. I really like it.
No. It was like one of the best times in my life because this engine, 9,000 RPM, was fun.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes even some cars more than 9,000.
Yeah, maybe. It's old stories. Yeah, no, it's great car. Yeah,
yeah, it's good sound, and this is what we're coming from. You know, when you switch on Super Clio, you know it's bloody slow compared to WRC. But the sound. I mean, it's inside the car. You think you are flying.
No, the engine makes you crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but once it was good in Monte Carlo, the last stage was the Formula One track. I don't know what was the year. And the WRC, they had to use the snow tires. But they didn't make this rule for the two-wheel cars. They forgot it.
Awesome.
So we were driving on the slicks against the WRC in the Monte Carlo.
And you won. You won, not.
No. I don't know. Do you remember? It was 3 or 6 or something like that.
Yeah, but for sure.
Still, the power was missing, but it was good.
I was ready to make it, but... Yeah. I remember once I came to watch WRC in Monte Carlo. The last stage was using, let's say, short version of Formula One track.
Yes.
So
that was it, yes.
Yeah, 10-1. And
they didn't let us go to the tunnel.
Yeah, you were turning right before the uphill, then helping right and swimming pool. And,
yes, I did remember, it twice, I think, twice or three times.
Yeah, Rautenbach crashed heavily in the chicane. Yes.
But it was good. I like it in Monaco.
Yeah, Monte Carlo is a good ride, difficult.
Yeah. Also, F1, I was trying on the simulator a few days ago with Quirin to fight at home. Yeah. And it's crazy. I was crashing so many times in Monaco.
The margin is much smaller, so you have to be much more precise. But Monte Carlo is very tough mentally, because everything happens so quick.
Yeah,
and it is really fast. I mean, last year what we did, I think 1:13, and I was driving the slowest car. So, but it feels fast.
That's crazy.
And now Formula One cars are much wider, so actually the space is becoming smaller.
Yeah.
And if you think like Monte Carlo, last time I driven 2010, so I came last year 2019 after 9 years not driving Monte Carlo in F1. So 9 years makes big difference. But I like it. I like really Monaco.
And what is the most difficult corner?
It depends which car you drive, but the margin is very small in the second swimming pool chicane, so the slower one.
Yes.
You know,
you
jump over the curb a lot.
Yes.
And the barrier is coming, like, you know, when you hit, it's not a rally car F1. If you hit the curb, it jumps, and if you hit the wrong angle, it can end up massively bad.
Yeah, you see a lot of mistakes there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, and also because now the entry is faster. So before you were braking more straight and the entry was slower. So the second chicane, the second part where you are jumping, you were slower. But now the entry, they modified radius of the corner. So you can actually brake into the into that corner, you know, okay. during cornering. So you are really tight to the there and you try to make it as straight as possible. It's tough. It's,
no, I tried it on PlayStation, but
yeah, in reality it's much tougher than and especially, you know, to keep concentration for like 70 laps, or I don't remember, more even.
Yeah, because you see these restaurants, laps. Bars, people.
Yeah.
No, it's crazy. I mean,
it's I found it Monaco very tough from mentally.
Okay.
It's really exhausting.
Yeah, 2 hours. Cool.
Yeah, it's a bit shorter. The Monaco race is the only one which is shorter from the distance, because normally it's over 300 kilometers, but it will take too long time.
Yeah.
So, but it is very demanding.
Yeah,
very.
You don't have much time to relax.
No, this is what I like in rally cars. Rally cars are very drivable. And racing cars are so exhausting mentally that sometimes it's, you know, you know what you have to do. You go into the corner and, or for example, the SLS, we drove the Mercedes. Yeah. For me, it was like sitting in the sofa. It was so nice. This was the easiest car
it's
I have ever
gentlemen.
Driven. Yeah, this was the easiest car I have ever driven on the racetrack.
Okay.
It was nice because it was a lot of confidence, a lot of torque, you know, very, let's say, very rally car style.
Yeah, you don't fight with the car. The car is made for you.
Yeah, normally race cars are completely opposite.
Okay.
Like, for example, if you drive a different GT3 car, I drove some other cars, then it's becoming a hard job.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really much more. It's maybe faster a bit, but it's it requires 5 times more effort mentally.
Okay.
Yeah, it's here. The question is, I have let's do. We have 3 minutes, and then it will shut down. So we have to say goodbye before it expire 1 hour.
Okay.
What we have, Martin? Ah, they are asking maybe some virtual racing with me. No. But you try, okay, PlayStation, no?
The people were asking about SLS, if we drive together again.
What?
It's a question for you, not for me. The car is
for
ready,
me?
Your name is on the door.
Well, now I'm driving BMWs and Alfa Romeo, so maybe in the future. But we have to, I would be more keen to organize a winter rally testing.
No problem.
Or snow. Some long spikes, Swedish.
We have the machines. I have a lot of, I have like 200 of the spiked tires, so.
Yeah, you see. But how many cars you have in your workshop? So C2.
I have C2, the Ignis Super 1600, SLS GT, Fiona, and 2 Shreks.
Yeah,
I want to buy the cars back, all this S2000, Mitsubishi, and this stuff, but maybe now I should find some time, because before you are just racing.
Yeah.
But I would like to have them home.
Yeah.
Have the memories.
Ignis was fast, no?
Yeah, it's fast, but it's stable car. It's good, but C2 is much faster.
Yeah. Especially
it's
on
like
tarmac, I think,
cable
no?
car. We call it like cable.
We'll
it's big.
Ah, here, come back, WRC Martin.
Come back,
20...
WRC Robert.
No, yeah, here is the question, Robert and Martin. No,
definitely, I'm missing WRC. I want to do some races with R5 in the future, Argentina, Mexico, all these things.
Yeah,
I'm missing it.
Yeah, but it will be tough, man.
Yeah, you like the tough stuff.
Yeah, but when you end up the stage and you see others 20 seconds in front,
it hurts. You are going very motivated to the race, and then you are losing and crying. It's like that.
All right. Okay, Martin, I think the time will expire. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was nice to see
Say
you.
hello to all team, to your family,
Thank
and
you.
stay safe,
Same to
healthy,
you.
and ahoy.
Ahoy.
Nasledano, nasledano.
Naschledano.
Ciao, ciao.
Keep safe. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao.